I bring greetings from Ghana, West Africa. And I want to thank you, Pastor Brubaker and Debbie, and the leadership of this church, for your many prayers and support for the work in Ghana over the years. We've walked together for a long time, and God has been faithful and gracious to us for the work that is going on in Ghana, West Africa. I also want to thank my mom and dad, Green, for taking me in. It's been over 28 years, and God has been a great blessing. They've been a great blessing to us and to myself, my family, and the ministry there in Ghana, West Africa. Pastor Brubaker and his wife has been there in Ghana two occasions, and you have always been giving to us and praying for us and thinking about us, and we thank you for your prayers and your support. It's good to see you, everybody, this morning, and also Francis here, and we thank God for what he is doing among us and in all of our lives in different ways that God uses us to touch people around us for his kingdom and for his glory. As you know, we're alive, we've been involved in different activity in Ghana, West Africa, and also in Ivory Coast. I think when Pastor Brubaker was there, we went to Togo also to do ministry in Togo and also in Ghana. But over the years, our desire is in the villages. And that's why we've planted so many churches there, in concert with the mission board, in the pastorate, and the systems that have been set up to keep the ministry moving for the Lord. We are not only planting churches, we have a school and a nursing school, an orphanage, and also a Christian school. Over the years, we've been planting churches in many different villages and some towns, and we've planted over 28 churches in different villages. And God is good all the time. Hallelujah. And last year, Pastor Lee, in concert with so many people, raised funds to buy motorbikes for the pastors. And we had 10 motorbikes that were given out to some of the pastors going to the villages and towns and preaching the gospel of the kingdom. The Christian school is also doing well. We have 250 children in the school, and their resource is up to grade 9. In grade 9, you do a national exams before you continue on to senior high. And the kids are doing pretty well, and we thank God for that. With the nursing school, it's a 2-year program that they go to. After the 2 years, they get a certificate in community health nursing, and they go to the different villages. They teach them how to ride a motorbike, and government gives them motorbikes, and they go to the various villages to minister to the people. Started in 2001 with 25 students. We have 565 students in the school at the moment. And we have had 2 presidents of Ghana visiting the site, the mission site. One of them built us a classroom block, and another, the last one who visited, gave us a bus for the school. And We thank God for that. God is good. Hallelujah. Woo! Isn't God good? It's good to love the Lord and to serve Him. In spite of all we go through. In our lives, in our homes, and the things that we face every day. And we are grateful to the Lord. We are starting a project, a hospital project on the mission site. He's been there, so he knows both of them have been there. Yeah. Our desire is that this hospital, the nurses will have on-hand training on the site, at the school. And also the communities around the area can also have access to medical care. We've cleared the land. We've made 2,000 blocks. And we're going to start as God moves us on and opens the door. And whilst I was here, somebody gave me an organization to contact, IMEC. And I did contact them through the host, the family that was hosting me. And we started a process. If the hospital is built, they're going to provide all the tools and the equipment that is needed into the hospital. So we have a lab, we have everything that is needed, equipment that is needed to run the hospital for the village. And we thank God for that. God is good. Hallelujah. The orphanage is doing well. Last 2 years ago, I got so sick myself. Almost a year before I got better. Indeed, I was so down and almost entered into a depression mode, but God was faithful. And I thank you for your prayers and for your support. Indeed, one time I passed out. A cousin of mine who knows how to do CPR, just in front of him, he did and revived me and I got back to life. Took me to the hospital, but it has never been an easy road. But it has been a good road. Hallelujah. A road that we all walk with different issues that we all face. But in it all, God always triumphs for his people. And we thank God for what is happening in Ghana, West Africa. Now I'm looking at my time because it takes me an hour to wind up. And an hour to preach. So you guys are going to be here for a very long time. But I got to make sure I don't get overboard so that I come back again. Praise the Lord. God is really good. And I thank you. I was just saying to Pastor Gordon, I said, it's been a long time we came to Ghana. Hallelujah. And I hope God will open the door and the whole church will be behind him. And Debbie to come. Encourage, strengthen, teach, preach, establish church, and glorify God. In Jesus' name. And I want to thank my mom and dad for the great support they have been to me. Indeed, I always talk about them wherever I go. Because with your help, I went to seminary. And with your help, I returned to Ghana. And with your help and your church and many people, the work is going on for the glory of God. All is for his glory. And for his honor. Amen. Let's turn our Bibles to Psalm 27. Psalm 27. I just want to read verses 11 to 14. Psalm 27, verses 11 to 14. Teach me thy way, O Lord, and lead me in a plain path because of my enemies. Deliver me not over unto the will of my enemies, for false witnesses are risen up against me, and such as breathe out cruelty. I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thy heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. And Father, we pray that, Lord, you will minister to us, encourage us, and strengthen us. Not that in our hands we bring, but only to thy cross do we cling. In Jesus' precious and mighty name, amen. I just want to share some few thoughts, especially verse 14, on the word wait. Wait. And I've titled this message, Just Wait. Hallelujah. Just wait. And the Christian race is a battle. It's a battle between good and bad. It's a battle between negative and positive. The Christian life is a struggle. A struggle between the enemy and us, and also the things of this world. Sometimes it's a time of rejoicing and hallelujah. And sometimes there's a time we mourn and we weep. We agonize, and sometimes we recall into our mold and don't want anybody to get close to us. That's life. That's how it is. A time that things are good and a time that things are bad. I remember when I went back and we started the mission and also the church in Izima, the village. One day I was in my room. I had a single room. At that time, there was no electricity, no running water. After living here for several years and going back to the same place with no running water and electricity. One day I was sitting in my room and six strong men came to knock at my door. So I went and opened the door, and these guys came to me and said, you have gone to Canada, you didn't bring any money, now you are going to start a church to take our money. We're going to kill you. So they came up, they're going to throw me over the window. And as they came strong to me and came up to me, and you know, I'm not that tall and I'm not that big too. And they are big, with a lot of big arms. I stood up to them and I said, if anyone is a man, he should touch me right now. You will see what will happen to you. God will strike you right now. So I began to pray in the name of Jesus, and they went back. And they came forward to grab me, to throw me out of the window, because they want to finish me. That is what's a struggle I went through at that time. Hallelujah. And as they came back to me, I began to speak in tongues. Karababa sukumama. Ho ho ho. Woo! I love Jesus. And as I began to pray, They went back and said, okay, we are going, but we'll come back again. So they left. They left me alone. And very soon, God began to deal with them. One of them had a car. He has a big truck. He goes with do business with his big truck. He got an accident. One of them got into prison. One of them and all the stuff. And the rest who were alive and had nothing happened to them, they came to me and begged me, Pastor, forgive us. I said, I release you and I forgive you in the name of Jesus Christ. God fight our battles for us. The Christian race. And very soon the Catholic Church put up a play and talking against me and everything. You see, the enemies have desire to have you and sift you as wheat and destroy your life and discourage you and put you down. But, oh Jesus, he said, but I have come that you might have life and have it in abundance. Glory to Jesus. Hallelujah. So it's a struggle. Just wait and see what God will do in your life. And see what God will do in this nation. And see what God will do in this church and this assembly. In the name of Jesus Christ. So there's a time of mourning and a time of rejoicing. A time of waiting. Waiting on the Lord. And as you wait on the Lord, you have patience and diligence in seeking God. Hallelujah. Sometimes it is like the Lord is saying, I'm going to do good, but just wait. Hallelujah. And you know, when you take somebody into an emergency and they are doing some operation on him or her at an emergency, you're just waiting at a waiting room. And expecting the doctor to come back and say, it is well. You are waiting for good results. You are expecting something from the Lord. That is waiting on God. Abraham Lincoln once said, things may come to those who wait, but only the things left by those who hustle. Hallelujah. If you wait, things will come to you. Hallelujah. Indeed. Waiting is one of the difficult things that all of us can do. Sometimes we find it very difficult to wait because we are in a technological world, an instant world. You know, you have your microwave, everything, you put it in and instantly you get your food and everything. You know, you walk by fast food, instantly you get food and all, you go home. Hallelujah. Instant. Now many of us don't write letters as we used to do, and especially if you write a letter to Africa, you know, over the ocean, it takes several weeks before you get there. Now, internet, at the click of a button, right away, the letter is gone, and the person is reading it. So everything is instant. So we find it difficult to wait. Waiting on the Lord. Hallelujah. The word waiting, quiver, in the Old Testament Hebrew word, means look patiently, or to tarry, or to hope for something, or to look eagerly, or waiting expectantly. Glory to God. Waiting is having a confident expectation of positive results. Waiting keeps you unwavering and focused on the Lord. In one direction. As you are focused, and you have one direction and waiting on God, you are always focused on Him. In Psalm 130, verse 5 and 6, He says, I wait for the Lord, my soul do wait, and in the Word I do hope. So you wait on the Word of God. Hallelujah. My soul do hope in the Lord. My soul waited for the Lord more than they that watch for the morning, in the name of Jesus. Waiting involves an expectation based on knowledge and trust. When you are waiting on something, and let's say we're waiting for pastor, you know the pastor will be there. So you have a knowledge that he's going to be there. And you trust him. And you know that pastor will definitely come. So you wait patiently until he arrives. And we wait on God because he has done it before. And because he has done it before, He will do it again. Hallelujah. And so we wait on him and say, Lord, we wait on you, oh God. And seeking your face, we want to see how you're going to move us from one space to the other and touch our lives and bring forth your glory and honor into all of our lives in Jesus' name. Israel had to wait on the Lord, and as they were going through the wilderness, the Bible says the Egyptians began to follow them. We're going to recapture them and bring them back to Egypt. They're going to serve us. Oh, glory to God. And the people they began to cry out to Moses. And Moses said, wait. Amen. Just wait. And see the salvation of the Lord. Hallelujah. Woo. And I said, just wait. And see the salvation of the Lord. What God is going to do with your life. What God is going to do in your midst in the name of Jesus. Just wait and see God moving in your life and touching you and bringing you up wherever you are in the name of Jesus. Wait on the Lord. Hallelujah. We wait on him. And as we wait on him, we see God moving in our lives, in our families, in our children, in our grandchildren, and touching them for the glory of God. Oh, hallelujah. Just wait. He will do it again because he has done it before. And the Bible says that the people cried unto Moses. Moses began to cry unto God and say, what do you have in your hand? I've given you authority already. Stretch it over the water and divide the ocean because I have given you authority and power to do what I am supposed to do in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Psalm 37 verse 9 says, evildoers shall be cut off. But those who wait for the Lord, they will inherit the land. Waiting on the Lord. Oh, glory to God. And waiting involves an expectation, expectancy, and also a reliance on the Lord. And a reliance on the things that God will have us to do. Waiting involves seeking the Lord. As you wait on him, you seek him. Oh, glory to Jesus. In Isaiah 40 and verse 31, it says, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. Oh, people of God, let us not be weary in well-doing, in serving God, in coming to church, partaking of Wednesday Bible study and prayer programs, and all the things that are all set up to keep us going. Let us not be weary in well-doing, but let us keep on serving God. When you don't see a brother, oh, get on the phone and call and say, I haven't seen you for 2 weeks. I haven't seen you for a week. Is there anything that I can do for you? And America is so blessed with technology and many phones. If you go to a home, there's a phone in the toilet. There's a phone in the bathroom. There's a phone in the kitchen. There's a phone in the living room. There's a phone in the, even when you open the door, there's a phone hanging over there. Hallelujah. So let's use it. And serve one another. Oh, hallelujah. Encourage one another and strengthen one another in the living God. Hallelujah. So wait upon the Lord. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They that wait upon the Lord. Waiting involves some time and expectancy and hope and on the word. What God has promised he will do for you and I. We wait on him. Waiting on God. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. When you wait on God and back up and say, Lord, I'm going to wait here. I'm going to see what you're going to do. And not fret. And also not have some anxiety. You see that God will come and do his work among us in the name of Jesus. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. If you wait on the Lord, he renews your strength. Waiting is seeking God. Seeking the Lord in worship. We seek him in worship. We seek him in praise, in prayer, in the study of his word, in tithes and offerings. We are seeking God in tithes and offerings. Hallelujah. We're seeking God in serving one another. We also seek him and participating in all church programs. You are seeking God. We're seeking him by meditating upon his word day and night. Hallelujah. That's we're waiting on God. I'm waiting on you. I'm waiting on you to come and do something. Do something in my life. Do something in my family. Do something in my children. Do something in my business. Let God move in your life right now. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. waiting on the Lord. They that wait upon the Lord, they shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. Oh, they shall fly and not be weary. Woo! Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. They shall run and not be weary. And they shall walk and not faint. Hallelujah. There's a time we walk. There's a time we run. There's a time we fly. Hallelujah. And all these things, we can do them by waiting on God. When the time of walking comes, as if you are not going anywhere. You are walking, but you are not reaching anywhere. When you wait on God, he gives you the strength when that time comes. And there's a time when you are flying and really things are really moving and going fast. Hallelujah. And you think you don't have energy to absorb it. That is when God comes and says, yeah, because you're waiting on me, I'm giving you strength that you can fly and fly further. Hallelujah. And there's a time that we run. When you are running, a marathon runner, and you get so tired, that is when God says, yes, now, because you have waited on me, I'm giving you strength to run further. Oh, hallelujah. Lamentations chapter 3, verse 25 said, the Lord is good to those who wait for him. Amen. To persons who seek him. When we wait on him, we seek him in the name of Jesus. We seek him in Jesus' name. Let's wait on the Lord. Just wait and see the delivering power of God. Some of us have lost loved ones. And the Lord is saying, just wait until you see them again. Woo! Just wait until you see them in their beautiful garment. Just wait until you see them in white clothes. Just wait until you see them as never before. Their body is changed, incorruptible. Oh, hallelujah. Just wait until you see them with the power of God upon their lives. Just wait. We have lost loved ones. For I had not seen, oh, and no ear heard what God, neither had entered into the heart of man, what God is willing and able to do in your life. I had not seen. Today you are walking. Tomorrow you will run. Tomorrow next you are going to fly. Woo! Glory to God. Just wait. Just wait. Just wait. Oh, glory to God. Just wait. They are putting on their beautiful garments. Oh, hallelujah. Where there's no spot or wrinkle. Oh, glory to God. Where there's the place where there's no sickness, no disease. Oh, there's no sorrow or mourning. There's joy, everlasting joy all the time in the name of Jesus. Just wait till the Lord visit you and visit your home in the name of Jesus. Just wait until the Lord touch you with his love and with his power and with his glory. Just wait until he touches you with his blessing in the name of Jesus. Just wait until God brings you healing and deliverance to your body. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, I remember when I got so sick, things were not moving well in my family. And I almost entered into the mode of, how do you say that? Removing myself from everything. Sometimes I'll take a taxi. I'll go to town, walk around a little bit. Very weak and tired, so I can't walk further. And then I take a taxi and then come back home. I sit around not knowing what to do. And so sick, so frail. My joints are all weak. And I don't know what to do. Things are not going well. I've gone to hospital from one hospital to the other, one test to the other. And I was crying to the Lord. I said, Lord, why is this happening to me? And the word that came to my heart is, just wait and see what I will do with your life. And I tell you today, no matter what you're going through today, just wait. Because God isn't finished yet with you. Hallelujah. As a church and as a people, in the name of Jesus, just wait. When he meets all the needs and the situations in your life and family. And as a church today, I said, just wait. And see when God will rain the revival power upon this body, upon this house, the glory of God coming upon you in a mighty way, mighty move. Just wait until you see the revival coming, where God will bring them from the north and the south, from the east and the west, and compel them to come in when the doors are opened in the name of Jesus. Just wait when people get hunger and thirst for righteousness and the things of God in the name of Jesus Christ. When he will hit this place with a revival and the move of God. Just wait. Oh, hallelujah. Just wait and see what God is going to do in living faith. Living faith. Oh, hallelujah. Just wait and see what God is going to do. Because we are waiting on the Lord. Because you are seeking the face of God. Because you are crying unto the Lord. God will come and visit us. God will come and change our situation. God will come and turn things around. God will come and move us ahead in the name of Jesus. Just wait and see the power of God. The glory of God. The blessing of God. The anointing of the Holy Ghost. The healing and power of God. In your midst, in the name of Jesus. Just wait and see it. Hallelujah. Just wait, 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 wait. Woo! Just wait and see God. Just wait, I said. Just wait and see. He is not finished yet. Woo! Yes, he is not finished yet. God is not finished yet. This is the house of God. Devil, do you hear me? This is the place of God. Rain your power. Rain your glory. Rain your anointed. Rain your blessing. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Woo! Oh, hallelujah. Amen. People think it's all over. It's not over yet. We are regrouping and putting on our strength. And putting on our glory and majesty and a new attire and a new desire and a new glory and moving forth in the power of the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus Christ. Just wait and see what God will do. Just wait. Who is the candidate of waiting for a revival and the move of God and the blessing of God? Oh, hallelujah. It's not over. Oh, you're going to preach till you die. You're going to do the work of God till he calls you home. Or Jesus comes back again. Just wait and see what God will do with your life. He's not finished yet. He's moving you forward in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. He is in the restoration business. He's going to restore you. He's going to restore your family. He's going to restore your people in the name of Jesus. God is in the restoration business. Restore me, oh God. Oh, give me a new spirit, a new desire, a new faith in the name of Jesus. Oh Lord, oh Lord, I need you, oh God. I need you, oh God. Revive me. Lord, touch me, oh God. Lord, touch my life. Lord, touch my spirit. Lord, touch my soul. Renew my spirit, oh God, in Jesus' name. And I pray that God will renew you. God will strengthen you. God will lift you up. And God will give you a new direction. And God will give you a new thing to do for him. In the name of Jesus Christ, you will fulfill your mandate on this house. In Jesus' name and in your life. Your mandate on your life. There is a mandate on your life. God has given us a mandate to go into all the world and preach the gospel of the kingdom of God. Go into all the tribes and preach the gospel of the kingdom of God. You have a mandate. I have a mandate. All of us have a mandate. Hallelujah. To go into our neighborhood. To go into our community and compel them to come in and do the work of God in the name of Jesus, to hold the hands of leadership and move them forward in Jesus' name, not to tear them down but to move them up in Jesus' name. Just wait and see what God is going to do in the name of Jesus. I love you all. Living Faith Fellowship, God bless you. I'm taking all to Ghana because you are a great church. Hallelujah. Woo! Hallelujah. May the Lord bless all of us. May the Lord encourage us. May the Lord strengthen us and move us forward.
for his work. I'll see you in Ghana maybe next year or next 2 years. Because right now you are afraid of Ebola. So let's leave next year, next 2 years. Hallelujah. I'll see you there. May the Lord bless all of us in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Yeah.